I whirl around, adrenaline pumping, and make a break for the stairs. But Mark grabs me before I make it more than a few feet. He yanks me hard against him, my back to his front, and wraps his arms around me.
Let me go!
I bring my heel back to kick him in the knees, but I don't have much leverage, and he doesn't so much as wince.
Let me go, or I'll scream!
I'm trying and failing not to sound scared.
Go ahead.
He wrestles me toward the front door Quinn is conveniently holding open for him.
No one will care. Shit!
I throw my head back, slam it against his chin. He jerks one of his arms up to try to hold my head in place, which infuriates me as much as it terrifies me. Bending down, I bite his arm as hard as I can. He jerks back and his forearm slams against my mouth. The metallic taste of blood pools in my mouth, which only pisses me off more.
Stop!
I buck and kick as hard as I can. I can't let them get me out the door. I'm dressed in nothing but a hoodie and a pair of fleece pants, and it's 10 degrees out there. With my thin California blood, I won't last more than 15 minutes without getting frostbite or hypothermia, if I'm lucky. But he still doesn't let go, his arms like bands of steel around me.
Get your hands off me!
I don't care who I wake up. In fact, I'm hoping that I wake up someone. Anyone. Everyone. I slam my head back with as much force as I can, aiming to break his nose.
Damn it!
I must hit something, because he lets me go. I hit the ground hard, my legs buckling so that I end up on my knees just in time to see Mark go flying across the entryway, eyes wide as he slams into the far wall. I don't have time to think about how that happened, though, because it takes only a second for him to recover, and then he's charging back across the foyer, straight at me. I turn to flee, fists up in an attempt to ward off Quinn if he tries to stop me. But suddenly he's flying across the foyer, too. He crashes into a bookshelf, and it shatters against his head. I turn around, looking for a way out, but Mark moves fast, really fast. And suddenly he's standing there between the staircase and me. I twist to the right, and that's when I run straight into a solid wall of muscle.